In 19th century Europe, classical chamber music concerts were often held in private homes. In 21st century Philadelphia, a version of this practice is flourishing at one address. The Salon, a musical meeting of minds, happens once a month, but it's not advertised except by email to select recipients. This is probably about as underground as serious music gets. And one recent Sunday evening, WRTI's Susan Lewis responded to an invitation and found herself in a small street in a residential neighbourhood in Center City, Philadelphia.
Here we are, down a little alley, and here's the door. People are milling around. We have to take off our shoes. Does anyone object to taking off their shoes?
Not usually. I've never met someone who did.
A lot of nice shoes here.
It's a way of keeping that informality. It makes it different from the concert hall.
Andrea Clearfield welcomes us to her home. One Sunday evening a month, bedrooms and studies become dressing rooms, and the living room becomes a stage. The place fills with musicians, enough for 10 separate performances of a variety of styles. A composer and musician herself, Andrea's been doing this since 1986. Although these evenings are reminiscent of 19th century European music salons, the music here extends beyond chamber music.
Although there is classical chamber music here, I wanted to also open it up to the other styles of music as well. Jazz, world music, contemporary music, sometimes even dance and multimedia.
The audience is also different from, and more eclectic than, its 19th century counterpart. In the door walk friends, and friends of friends, and, well, anyone who's learned about the salon, gotten on the email list, and actually found the place, like Ruthie Levikoff.
I was so excited that it was open to people, like you didn't have to be a great musician to come.
On the landing, one flight up, there's a request for a donation to cover expenses. Past that, people are chatting in clusters and wandering around. It's not clear whose audience and who's performing. One woman is Sophia Sergi, a composer originally from Cyprus, here by way of Williamsburg, Virginia. She's waiting to hear the performance of her work, Sonic Sales.
Sonic Sales is a piece for solo violin and double bass with city background. So you have the live performers and a city is playing various wonderful sounds that are coming out of the speakers.
Down a bedroom hallway, or backstage hallway, other musicians are warming up.
My name is Patricia Haddad. I'm with the group Minas, and we're playing Brazilian music.
We run into Andrea, elegant in her cocktail dress and stocking feet. She introduces us to musicians Rich Rudin, Kenny Ulansky, Bruce Kaminsky, and Paul Butler. They're old-timers at the salon and say that the eclectic nature of the music and the people draw them back year after year.
Rich, Kenny, and I have been performing at the salon for 16, 17 years.
It's been a nice meeting point for new people and to see what kindred spirits are floating around town.
That is one of the things that keeps me coming back. And I never know who I'm going to run into, but I always know there's going to be somebody interesting. You never know what you're going to hear. In fact, there's a lot of instruments that are played here that I've never seen played before. Unusual instruments or just unusual music. The theremin.
Theremin, yeah.
That's an instrument that most people won't know what it is. And,
unless they've watched a lot of horror movies.
Right. But they won't have ever seen it in concert. Hey, good, Paul.
It's about showtime, so we make our way to the darkened living room with its high A-frame ceiling. Spotlights mounted on exposed beams light the performance space at the edge of the room. Some people sit on chairs lined up around the walls. The rest sit cross-legged or stretched out on the floor. There are men and women of all ages, and even a few teenagers, like Ezra from Philadelphia, here for his second time.
My dad's been here a couple times, and I decided one time to go with him, and I was pleasantly surprised at the different kinds of music that I heard.
At 7:30, Andrea steps forward and welcomes us all to her home. She introduces the first musicians who wind their way from the back kitchen hallway through the crowd into the spotlights, and the concert begins. Tonight, over the course of 3 hours, we'll hear, among other things, new jazz, flute variations, a classical sonata, and original works for guitar. Music played by performers from Barcelona, Virginia, and students from the Curtis Institute of Music, a few blocks away. Andrea introduces each act with the pride of a musical mother, and the audience responds with the enthusiasm of a big extended family, eagerly anticipating each new performer. This is part of what makes it so special, say the artists.
Well, it creates a very friendly environment for musicians to perform. It's a great place to try out, experiment new things. The audience, you know, you don't come expecting something. The element of surprise is there. And also the diverse musicians, I think, that come from various parts of this country or even the world. And that it's somebody's living room.
By the end of this musical evening, it's clear that for Andrea Clearfield herself, Salon is about more than music.
I love to bring people together. People learn about different styles of music. There's also something very healing about it as well.
Ultimately, the musicians, the audience, even the volunteers putting out the cheese and crackers are all here for the same thing. Music, yes, but also this way of experiencing music in an intimate space. Andrea Clearfield, who's been inviting people to this event for almost 20 years, calls the Salon an adventure. There for the sharing with like-minded explorers who don't mind kicking off their shoes and making themselves at home.
WRTI's Susan Lewis.